This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. How can small farming operations survive when scaling up is not an option? Alan Robinette of Robinette's Apple House and Winery says for their family, the solution was transitioning from wholesale to retail. They've added a farm stand, one-of-a-kind attractions, and year-round activities for consumers.
Apples are our main crop, but we also sell sweet cherries, we sell peaches, we sell apricots, we've got plums, we've got pears, and just a little bit of everything just to try and sell as much as we can and diversify as much as we can.
Robinette said shifting their focus toward direct-to-consumer and putting a greater emphasis on a visitor's experience was necessary to make ends meet, especially during difficult farming years.
Certainly, if we didn't have, for example, a bakery and a winery and a corn maze and hay rides in the year 2012, we'd have been in real trouble. We had a freakishly hot spring that year, and then it rubber banded right back into freezing temps. So we were in full bloom, and then we went down to 15 degrees, and we lost pretty much everything. You know, that's the worry of, you know, we always, especially in the apple industry in Michigan, we always refer to 2012 as that year.
Robinette says providing customers with not only something to buy, but something to do has created the best of both worlds and has become his favorite part of farming. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.